Hello, gorgeous. The big question we can ask ourselves is, how do I become the most captivating woman in the room without ever compromising my integrity, my value, or my worth? Is there a way to collectively transform this generational messaging around what a woman's worth is? What would it mean to you to be in your worth? To create a legacy that impacts all the generations to come? These, my friend, are the questions. And this is the podcast that will give you the answers. I'm Tara Kindon, and welcome to the Worthy Woman Collective. Well, hello there, gorgeous, and welcome to another episode of the Worthy Woman Collective podcast. I'm your host, Tara Kindon, and today I am thrilled to be talking with you about this very special subject. I have been doing a lot of Venus Starpoint readings for clients who did start out with their human design and now are evolving into their more Venusian energies, which is heart-centered, heart-based energy. And it is all around that pull on our hearts to do something in this lifetime. So call it your life purpose, soul's path, soul's purpose, whatever you want to label it, but it's what your heart is really urging you to do, to create, to be in this lifetime. And there is this element of transformation that must happen in order to open up to that heart-centered energy and to live a heart-centered life. Because when we're looking at, you know, what someone's purpose is, there is this element of always needing to check back in with yourself and this heart-centered part of you. Now, this heart-centered part of you is that part no one can take away. It is the gifts you came here on this planet with. That's what's so beautiful about the Venus Starpoint, is it is your fundamental way of being heart-centered in this lifetime. And what a beautiful and exciting thing it is to think about when you come to the realization that all the work you've done, all the studies you've done, all the experiences you've had, there's been this underlying gift that is yours. And it probably comes to you so easily and so naturally because it is like second nature. Because that's what your heart-centered gift is. So, for example, and I know my girlfriend Trace won't mind if I use her as an example because we did her VSP reading recently. But when we were talking about her Venus star point, she's a Scorpio VSP. Her vibe, her energy is very mystical, very deep, very alluring. She is always looking at things from a very different vantage point than most, you know, and with that energy, she has the ability to go deep into, if she wanted to be a detective, let's say, or go into the depths of the things that most people are afraid to look at, she's quite comfortable going there. And she doesn't mind feeling all the feels that come around that. But giving her the gift of not only what is this VSP for her, what can it do for her, and how can she realign her work towards the things she's so gifted at already, is I layer on the element of the human design. So then we look to her VSP, which has five separate points in five different signs, and we look at which human design gate each one of those points is connected to. And where it is in her astrology chart, her human design chart, and then like the VSP is its own beautiful entity. But when you holistically put these three pieces together, it is very powerful. Like her Venus star point is in the gate one. Gate one is the gate of purpose. Like, hello, it's so perfect, especially for her because the more she aligns, pardon me, I have a frog. The more she aligns herself with this authentic part of who she is. So the more she goes into those darker places, those explores the realms that most people may not be that comfortable in, the occult, the mysterious, you know, all of the places, and then lets herself be comfortable in shining in the light of that, that this is part of her gift to bring to the world. And she's just so naturally great at it. Her purpose is about her aligning to that energy in a way that feels juicy and delicious and excellent for her, because it also shows up in her fifth house, which is about creative expression, play, sexuality, eroticism, children, pleasure, like her artistic ability, all of the things. There's so many layers to what make us unique and beautiful and powerful. And I love the idea of helping people find this in themselves, because it leads them back to what they already know. So you may be thinking like, okay, where do I even start with this? How do I even, you know, figure out my own personal energy? I'm always like, start with your human design, because your human design helps you to understand your energetic signature. Okay? It is the almost like the framework for your energy expression, how your energy expresses itself out into the world. And you'll understand whether you're a generator, manifesting generator, manifester, projector, or reflector. And each one is so uniquely different in how they engage energetically in their lives and with the people around them. And there's layers to that as well when we get into your authority and your strategy. But it can be as simple as, I know I'm a XYZ. So let's say, for example, let's use Trace. Let's just keep using her because you already know a lot already. So she's a generator. She has to wait to respond to things. She's not here as a manifester to be initiating all over the place. She needs to work with others to have things to respond to. And her chart shows this in many different ways. But it's a very beautiful thing to know about yourself. So when you go, oh, okay, right, I'm not the Nike ad that's just to go do it, because that's not actually how I'm designed. So she gets ideas and inspirations from other people to then go and pull into her own world and work with them in a way that is good and, you know, feels creative and helps her move things forward in her own way. Where for myself, I'm a manifester, so I like to give people ideas and things to initiate, invitations, and I give them all kinds of things to go and work with in their way. So that's part of this podcast. It's literally why I wanted to start a podcast, because I know my voice is important to help initiate other people into action. And this was one of the best ways for me to be able to do that. You don't need to know me to go and get an idea or an inspiration to move forward, especially if you're a projector and you're waiting for an invitation. Consider this your invitation. Your invitation to, number one, look deeper into your human design. If you already have and you know that, awesome. If you're brand new, I'm going to put a link to a fundamentals course I put together. It's $33 and it runs through all the types, the authorities, the strategies. It's so much information, but I made it so inexpensive so that anyone can take it and be, you know, pretty comfortable in their type, strategy, and authority once they've completed that. So that's there for you if you want it. There's something else for you to be able to A, respond to, or have an invitation to, right? This is a beautiful way for things to be happening. Even if you're waiting, you know, let's say you're thinking about what you want to do, you're waiting for an invitation, you're waiting for something to respond to, it doesn't mean while that time is happening, you're sitting around doing nothing. You can still be doing things that help you to move the project thing forward. You do the work, the preparation work that's required to be in alignment so that when it's time, divine timing, which sometimes we have no control over, you are ready. And then when you are ready, you have something to be like, click right away. Yep, I can respond to that because I'm ready for it. Boom. Yes, I'm ready for this invitation because I've been preparing myself for this opportunity. And part of, I think, our life's work here is to know that there is never a mistake. We're not going down wrong paths. We're making choices with the information we have in the moment that's going to lead us to our next best thing. Whatever that is for you, it continues to evolve and unfold. So part of your work is in allowing yourself to be okay with taking some side trips. Some of you have just like this destined path and you know the road and you take it. Some, if you're like me, you take a lot of side trips and you meander around and you go here and you go there, but eventually it all makes sense. It starts to kind of, it begins to click together, right? So for years, I was like, oh my goodness, like what is my purpose? What's my life path? I've taken, you know, I've had a music career, I've had real estate career, I've had this and that and been all over the place. Meanwhile, I know people who've had the same job for like 25 years. That will never be me. And beating myself up about that is only going to hurt my growth and my ability to own my purpose and path in this lifetime. And when you know your VSP, it helps you better understand all of that. Because it shows you, hey, this is what you're fundamentally amazing at. This is something that nobody can tamper with, nobody can take away from you. It will always be here until you are no longer in the physical, right? And what a gift to let yourself revel in your own brilliance and to own it for all it is. So I'm a Gemini VSP. Part of being a Gemini VSP is that we love, you know, communication. It's ruled by Mercury. So anything communication, short trips, like all of the things, I'm just going to give you guys some insights. I think one of the things I'm going to do, because I feel so inspired to do this, is to create little videos for each of the VSPs to help people understand just the innate energies or the innate things that make them so powerful, special, and unique, and that it's their life-centered approach to life. What a beautiful gift to be able to give yourself and to understand more about your family, friends, colleagues. Like, you don't need a birth time for the VSP. You just need a birth date and year. That's it. So it makes it really easy to look up people's VSPs and whether you understand the intricacies. I'm not even going to edit this. You guys know what I mean. Anyways, now I'm stumped on the word. Okay, whatever. You know what I mean. So the intricacies, that's the word. Thank you. Good grief. Good grief, my friends. So that is kind of, I love that I just keep this so cash. The podcast is like, we just record and go. I rarely edit it because it's not my jam. Details and doing all that fun little stuff is not really, I don't really find that all that appealing. So, Geminis, we're quick. We're quick-witted. Some days faster than others. And we love being able to communicate in short blips and blurps to give you information on the things that matter to us, because we innately know that it might matter to somebody else and help them in their lives and in their direction. So hopefully some of this great stuff you're learning will help you. And when I look at my own Gemini VSP, like the greatest assets that I have is multi-talented, multitasking. So generally, I'm never bored or boring. That's not true. I can be bored and I can be boring, but we have an ability to be agile and quick to react to situations and circumstances. There can be a lot of success in games and sports, capacity to exchange viewpoints and engage in a really lively conversation and quick, right? We are a storehouse of information. on almost any topic, and we have a tendency to seek a partner who is fun-loving and, you know, very, I hate to say straight-laced, but somewhat straight-laced. The liabilities that we can have, so Gemini VSPs, if you're a Gemini VSP, the obstacle to getting to our heart's desire, it's not aiming our arrow in a straightforward direction, knowing what we want, and being distracted by many shiny objects or a myriad of possibilities for fulfillment that could potentially lie behind every door, right? So once we shoot that arrow straight to what we want, we can have the success, the fulfillment we've been looking for. Interesting, interesting. So many things to share with you, friends. I want to keep this podcast episode relatively like simple and easily digestible, because that's part of what will help you to understand more as we go. I'm going to keep talking about this. You all know I started a new podcast called The Venus Experience, which is going to take us through experiences to try to experiment with throughout a week. So from week to week, we're going to try to experiment and experience the Venus energies in very different ways. But here I just want to have a conversation with you, talk and initiate you into thinking about ways in which you can feel more confident, more powerful, more self-assured, more aware of your own energy, so that you can forgive yourself for the things you don't feel are perfect or acceptable, and that you allow yourself to try new things, even though you may feel like, oh, I've tried so many things, I still don't know what I want. It's sometimes just a matter of divine timing and finding more clarity around what you do want based on what you know you're already super amazing at, right? And getting into work situations or personal environments, you know, in your homes and in your lives with friends that actually feel good. So for some of you, that the feeling piece will be like a number one to your list, but because Venus is so tied to our heart-based energy, we magnetize from the heart. So when we're doing work that fulfills that heart's desire, we have more success, more alignment. We feel more personally powerful. We're on a better, solid footing. Okay. So what else do I want to add into this today for you is that knowing more about how you operate helps you make better choices in relationships, with work, with everything. There's nothing. We're making decisions all day long. And most of us have decision fatigue by the time it's noon. So when you can have more play and fun in your life and allow things to be a little bit more in sync and aligned with universal flow, it's less out of whack, if that makes sense. And you feel more comfortable navigating your days in a way that is less like stressful and distracting. So that is it, guys. That's it for today. The one things I want to leave you with is, number one, the HD course. Take it. If you haven't taken it, it's so great. I really am proud of it. And it's accessible to everyone. The other thing is the free Venus activation meditation I created. It's there for you. I'll put the link as well so you can enjoy that meditation. It will help to open up your heart-based energies and align you with your powerful heart-based energy, your Venus vibes, your frequency, aligning to that magnetic super attractor that lives in your physical body. And on the last note, I just want to say, woo-wee, I've created, finally, after many months of thinking about how I'm going to do this, the Venus Portal, which is my version of a membership. So it is going to be a Venus activation. And the Venus activation will be specifically around where Venus is on the day we're doing it. I'll always pick auspicious days that make sense, whether it's like on a new moon, full moon, see how that's going to connect and initiate our Venus energies, or just other big transits with Venus, will be the days that I choose. So once a month, there'll be a Venus activation. There'll be a monthly question and answer with me live so that you can ask any questions about your personal charts. And we cover all the things, but very specific to Venus because she is, you know, goddess of love, goddess of all. And she's so much more than the goddess of love, but our worth and our, you know, self-empowerment is so critical this year. So you'll be able to ask any questions about your chart. I've also created a private Telegram group where we'll be engaging on the daily, and I'm going to do voice notes on specific transits that are happening in the here and now. So it's like a little, it's me in your pocket, basically giving you updates on Venus and what's happening and how you can navigate that energy for the day. It'll be awesome. It'll be fun. It'll be super interactive. And I will likely be doing a monthly sound healing too, to anchor in whatever the energies are that we do during the activation, so it can help keep you feeling in those vibes for that particular month. And then it will change over the next month and we'll do a new activation, new Q&A, all the things. And you'll have access to me, access to a group. There's going to be bonus contents and teachings in the teaching portal as well. So it'll be super juicy and good, and it's only $55 a month. If you want to just join us for the activation, it'll be $33. And you can cancel, of course, your membership at any time. But I want to just leave that here with you in case you are looking for an amazing community of like-minded women to plug into. The portal will open on March the 2nd, 2022. So technically in a couple of weeks. All the details I will also put in the show notes below. So that's it. Thank you all so, so much for joining me today, for being here, for sharing your hearts, your energy, and your love with me. And I cannot wait to see you either in the portal, see you on an activation, see your beautiful face engaging somewhere off of wherever you're listening to this. I just want to see your fabulous faces. So, mwah, much love to all of you. Have a beautiful week ahead, and I'll be back next week. Take care, everyone.